The University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee plays a vital role in shaping the future of Milwaukee and Wisconsin. UWM's diversity, academic excellence, and major public research contribute to the region's economic development and quality of life. Meet the people behind the creativity and discoveries at UWM today. Here's the host of UWM Today, Tom Lujack, Vice Chancellor for University Relations and Communications.
After several years of negotiating, planning, and finally construction, the first buildings at UWM's Innovation Campus in Wauwatosa are about to open. On this edition of UWM Today, we get a sneak peek at what is shaping up to be a game changer in the world of academic research in southeastern Wisconsin and a huge, huge force for changing the economic situation of the region. Joining us on this edition of UWM Today is Dave Gilbert. Dave is the Executive Director of Innovation Campus. He's also President of the UWM Foundation and the UWM Real Estate Foundation. And sitting next to him in the studio, Brian Thompson, President of UWM's Research Foundation. Gentlemen, welcome. And we should be popping some champagne here, it seems, because, Dave, it's been many years in the coming, this Innovation Campus launch.
We will certainly be popping the champagne. It's a very exciting time for us over at the Innovation Campus. To give you a little bit of background and history on where we came from, and then maybe we could talk a little about where we're going. About 10 years ago, the funding agencies, the NIH and the corporate agencies that spend a lot of money on medical research, changed their roadmap. It used to be universities would be successful on their own with basic research, and clinical institutions could be successful with clinical research, and they changed roadmap and said the future is translational research. So they want to see research that goes from the lab bench to the bedside. Hence the idea of the Innovation Campus was born, because on the west side of Milwaukee, we have a great academic medical center, not directly linked to a comprehensive research university. On the east side of Milwaukee County, we have a comprehensive research university, not directly linked to an academic medical center. So the idea is that we want to bring our lab bench to their bedside, and then we will all be more successful. Combine that with private companies on a campus, so it goes from the lab bench to the bedside to the marketplace. Now you're really creating economic development. So this has been about 10 years in the making.
Yeah, it's amazing. And the campus itself, just to paint a picture for our listeners, is located in the heart of another huge undertaking, and that's the reconstruction of the zoo interchange. So anybody who's been down Watertown Plank Road in the last 6 months or so, maybe 9 months, know what a mess it is, because they're rebuilding the busiest interchange in the state of Wisconsin. And it's right there at that intersection where Innovation Campus is located, right?
In fact, as you go down Watertown Plank Road, you're directed to our new road, Discovery Parkway, and you drive right through our campus for the detour to get around the construction. So you get a good view of our campus with two new buildings going up and then all of the road work that's going on around. It's really a pretty impressive scale of construction out there.
Well, and you talked about all of the other partners already out there. We should probably identify some of them. Medical College of Wisconsin is one. Children's Hospital, another?
Children's Hospital, the Blood Research Institute.
Frederick Hospital, it really has the clinical populations that complement the research that goes on at UW-Milwaukee.
Well, and Brian, let's bring you into the conversation more. You're head of our research foundation, and your job is really to serve as that guide for faculty on campus who come up with great ideas that can become a product or a service, right?
Yeah, I characterize it in this way. With the Research Foundation, it really complements what Dave's doing in the Real Estate Foundation. Our job is to help companies connect with the great work that's going on at UWM, and to help UWM faculty and students now get their ideas out. And so while it's impressive to drive through the new Discovery Parkway and see the new buildings, what really gets me excited is the research and the collaborations and the people that are working there. It's really going to generate even more great stuff.
Well, let's begin describing some of the details of what's in that park with the buildings themselves. First of all, the UWM Business Accelerator. This is the one that is really UWM's first foothold, if you will, in Wauwatosa. I mean, physically, we now will have a building out there.
That's correct, and it'll also have a lot of involvement with the Medical College of Wisconsin, Concordia University, and local businesses. It's really the water cooler of the campus. In 2010, we were fortunate enough to get a federal grant of $5.5 million to construct this building. And really, it's a bit of a twist on a traditional incubator building. We call it an innovation accelerator. And the idea behind it is that we're going to have services for high-tech companies or inventors that are not otherwise easily available in the region. So if you have a problem with you're trying to mount a sensor, a biosensor on a computer chip, well, we'll have folks in there that can help you develop that. If you have a new medical device, you're not quite sure how to build it, but you have some ideas, we can prototype it there at the center. So the idea is, instead of having to go down to Argonne National Labs in Illinois and then all the sort of economic development that goes with it goes down there, we're going to have a lot of those kind of services here. Right here in Milwaukee County.
Who funded the building? Where'd you get the money for it?
It was the Federal Economic Development Administration.
And so that's a huge vote of confidence by the feds in what we're trying to do on that western campus.
Yeah, it really was. You know, I've been in this business for a long time, and it was the original grant was for $3.5 million, and when we continued to discuss it with them, they actually increased it to $5.5 million because they wanted the building to be bigger. I've never seen the federal government increase funding on a grant before in my experience.
Wow. Wow. That is fabulous. Now, so that's the first building, and that's going to open up in the next few weeks or so?
We're soft opening it right now.
We are. Okay. Okay. So, and that's the building you see as you, again, drive into the park. It's actually very attractive. Lots of glass and gives a sense that there's a lot of energy inside that building just driving by it.
It is. And in fact, it's a very complex building because they're all wet labs and clean rooms and a lot of infrastructure there. So the laboratories will be commissioned in phases over the summer, and we hope by the fall semester it'll be fully operational and teeming with faculty and grad students and students doing research.
Now we've mentioned a moment ago the medical college. It in itself is a wonderful, wonderful driving force for academic research, and it has been a big boon for economic development, certainly as it relates to the medical field. Brian, will there be opportunities for the people at the medical college and the other entities out there to begin to connect to our research through this business accelerator?
Absolutely, and we're already moving in this direction. The medical college is the center for a Center for Translational Science Institute, a CTSI grant, which is really bringing together the Milwaukee regional institutions, including UWM, MCW, Marquette, and others around research and collaborative research. And that's really made the CTSI distinct, is that it's Milwaukee. So we're already pulling in that direction. At the Innovation Accelerator, there's a couple of great resources, including some researchers who are slated to start there are already collaborating and have great opportunities to work with the medical college. We also have a prototyping center, which can help researchers, clinicians build devices, pairing them up with our engineers that can help design them. And there's a mobile apps incubator lab, which can also, you know, increasingly apps are finding their way into everything that we do, and they have an opportunity to really transform the way medicine is delivered. And so there's also a mobile apps development lab there. So there's there's people doing great work, there's resources, and the other element we haven't gotten to yet is there's some startup companies too. So that's what I see as the three legs of what's going on there is resources and prototyping, people doing research, as well as some startup companies.
So this is in no way duplicating or replicating what already is out at the medical college. This and the other facilities. The goal is to what? Create complementary facilities?
Exactly. As I said, the NIH wants us to bring our lab bench to their bedside so that there's a continuum of research to make sure that when we are doing the basic research that it actually gets into patient care and then ultimately out into the marketplace where it will do good for society and create jobs and economic development for the region.
What's been the reaction from the medical partners out there, MCW, Children's, Frederick? How do they feel about this campus and maybe this building in particular?
I think they're very excited because Brian and I have been walking the halls over there for the last 10 years saying we're going to be out here, we're going to, you know, bring all these resources to your physicians and your clinical researchers. And after a while, it starts to wear a little thin. It's Brian and Dave, when is that going to happen? And now today, they're very excited because it's actually coming true. And once you have a physical presence there, you know, I noticed the number of joint speaker series and all kinds of things have already begun to ramp up before we have a single person. But the vision is becoming real.
Yeah, I think this has really catalyzed some of that relationship. Not that these relationships weren't already building, but now we're talking about joint programming around engineering and biomedical engineering. We're, you know, it's expanding on what they're already doing with the CTSI. And we're finding they're getting more involved in the kind of programming that are going to be at the campus, not just in this building, but in some of the future buildings as well.
Now, you talk about the last 10 years. For listeners who can go back in their Wayback Machine for just a moment, they probably recall seeing some newspaper headlines and maybe some TV stories about just the effort to buy the land, because there's not just an acre or two, but the UWM bought almost 80 acres of land from Milwaukee County to be able to create the landscape for this and other buildings.
That's correct. It's a very unique piece of property. It took quite some time, maybe 3 years, to negotiate the acquisition of that property. The attraction for UW-Milwaukee is that across the street is the Regional Medical Center, which is the hub of clinical research, and we really want to link our engineers and basic sciences to that Regional Medical Center. But the land was basically passive recreation by default. There are some unique environmental properties there. There's the monarch butterfly, when it migrates from Mexico to Canada, often lands on that particular parcel in a particular area. And so we've set aside about $100,000 to improve the habitat. We've set aside 12 acres of land to manage. And it's really been a great project for our faculty and students in the environmental sciences area, because now they have an outlet to manage not only prairie, but there's oak savanna and butterfly habitat. So it's really very exciting. But it took some time to work through that, because people were nervous about developing land that's environmentally sensitive. So we did work through it. The Friends of the Monarch Butterfly Trail are our partners in all this, and we're very excited that we've come to a place where we can all coexist, and we can all, you know, we can meet the needs of all the stakeholders.
And you also have the old Eschweiler buildings. Anybody who's driven north on 45 through the interchange have seen up on that big open field where the research campus is going now. Not so open anymore, not so much of a field. But there are, what, three or four big old brick buildings that have been there, it seems, forever. What happens to them?
Well, you know, that's been a challenge for us. Those buildings have been vacant for about 75 years, and for about 75 years, people have been trying to figure out what to do with them. The most common adaptive reuse is for residential and historic buildings, and we pursued that. We think maybe for one of them we can pull off the adaptive reuse for residential. The others, it's kind of interesting, because as we go through this and we got more involved with the environmental groups in the area, a group called the University Lab School wanted to start a STEM, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics charter school out there. And UWM, for the first time, got the ability to charter schools outside the city of Milwaukee. So UWM has now issued a conditional charter to the Forest Exploration Center, which is the mother, the group that oversees the University Lab School, to create a STEM school. And if you think about how unique that's going to be, as a campus within a campus, and the idea would be they'll go from 6th to 12th grade, and now you would have one campus where you can go from 6th all the way through postdoctoral research, and imagine all the opportunities for our School of Education, for our scientists, for people to create a community of science out there. It's very exciting.
Yeah, it's really the continuum, right? You know, young people just dipping their toe into that world of science and doing that, beginning to their journey and perhaps even a career in that area, right in the heart of what may be one of the most sophisticated research campuses of its type here in the Midwest.
And I would also add that, you know, we're working with the Wauwatosa School District and many school districts around. We want this to be a magnet to get kids excited about STEM careers and really enhance our ability to provide the workforce for companies that will locate here.
Very exciting stuff. You're listening to UWM Today here on WUWM. So good to have you with us this week. I'm Tom Lujack, and joining us in the studio, two gentlemen who are deeply, deeply connected and immersed in the work of building a new research campus, a research park, the first for UWM, out on the west side of the community in Wauwatosa, in the heart of the Milwaukee County Medical Complex. Dave Gilbert is Executive Director of the Innovation Campus. Brian Thompson, President of the UWM Research Foundation. Gentlemen, we've been talking a lot about the new building that is about to open, or is opening now, the Business Accelerator, which is
owned by UWM and will be partnering with a lot of folks. But there are other partners that you will be working with out at the research park who will have facilities that aren't part of the institution. They're actually businesses. Let's talk about that angle of what is a pretty incredible operation.
Well, that's really the one of the more important phases. This is a public-private research campus. And the idea is we want to get our ideas into the marketplace. And by partnering with proprietary companies, that's how we can do it. We can also license those products back to the university so that we derive some revenue when we do that. Our first anchor tenant is a company called ABB. They're a global engineering giant operating in over 100 countries around the world. And when the opportunity for them to move 100 engineers and their headquarters came up into our innovation campus, we did a little research, and it turns out our model is a centennial campus at North Carolina State in terms of how we operate this research park. And one of the original anchor tenants in North Carolina State was another division of ABB. ABB's still there. They're still expanding there and really have a good handle on how to operate with academic institutions so that they derive more benefit for their company and our researchers and students get the opportunity to access what they need and what they're doing.
So, Brian, how would that work for a faculty member from UWM or maybe some of our other academic partners? Will they spend time in the ABB research building, which is, you know, just 100 yards or 200 yards away from the UWM facility, or will the ABB folks come into the hallways of UWM?
I certainly hope both happen. You know, it's to some extent, research and collaboration, it's a contact sport. So having these in proximity, we're going to see even more things grow there. I wanted to highlight on the business idea, ABB is sort of at one end of the spectrum. At the other end of the spectrum, we also have very early stage companies that will be in the Innovation Accelerator. And so we're the campus, in many respects, is going to sort of cover the whole spectrum. They include some faculty startups that are spinning out of the work being done and that will be enhanced in those laboratories.
You know, let's give our listeners a better idea of exactly what kind of work will be done, for example, in that Business Accelerator. Can you give us one or two examples of the people or the work that will be in there? Because sometimes we talk about research and discovery of knowledge, and it all seems so very, very abstract.
Yeah, let me give you a couple examples. I guess I'll start with Dr. Junhong Chen. Dr. Chen works at the nanoscale and basically attaching things to carbon nanotubes and practical applications for those. And what he's done is he's developed a set of sensors that basically a sensor on a chip. Dave alluded to a clean room here. That will be a resource that Dr. Chen will be using to develop these things. And so he's taking these sensors into gas sensing and into water sensing. And at this facility, he'll have an opportunity to explore biosensing. And if you can make something that fits on a chip, you can bring it to a lower cost point and you can do a lot of things that you couldn't do otherwise. Dr. Chen also has a startup company, NanoFX Sciences, which recently received a SBIR grant, their second, and this one is along that biosensing line. So we're already leveraging the idea of faculty members and, in an appropriate manner, figuring out how to start a company around it and using that to advance commercialization of their idea.
Boy, that's got to be exciting for the faculty to be in a setting where they're able to work with companies and with so many other colleagues who are doing like-minded work, but maybe not getting a paycheck from the same company or institution.
So that's one example. I'll mention another, Dr. Na Jin So. She works in rehabilitation, and she's actually developed among her work is a device that helps improve the sensitivity after a stroke. When you have a stroke, you tend to lose sensitivity in your fingertips. She developed a device that's being called TheraBracelet, and there's actually a team of students that includes one of her grad students that is working to commercialize this idea. They were actually a winner in the recent Rice Business Plan, one of the oldest and largest business plan competitions in the country, and they won the $100,000 Mercury Prize in that contest. And so that's really advancing her work to bring that technology to market. In fact, that student team is also recently filed for FDA certification on that device. And so that's another example of the kind of work that's going to go on at the Innovation Accelerator.
Brooke Stevens, I understand the design company is going to have a facility. How does that fit into the picture of research?
It's really been a great partnership, even as we get started. Brooke Stevens' iconic industrial design company. If you think about the Harley Electric Glide or the 1963 Studebaker, they were the original designers of that.
I think they designed a toaster my mom had once.
Yeah, I'm sure they did. And the idea is we have a prototyping center where scientists will come in and design a device, but it's not necessarily commercially marketable. So they can work with Brooke Stevens, you know, the way Apple made the iPhone really desirable. They had the design elements to it, and they can also provide engineering services that we may or may not already have on campus. So having them have a satellite office right across the hall from our prototyping center is very exciting.
And maybe I'll highlight this prototyping center. This is a real opportunity for clinicians at the medical college and Frederick and Children's to get devices built. I think they're talk about an area where there's a lot of needs. I think a doc in particular can often say, you know, if only I had something. The idea with this prototyping center is it's a set of resources. You add the design capabilities of UWM engineers to their clinical problems, and you can build things. You can build things through 3D printing, and you can 3D print plastics that can be sterilized, and you can make things out of non-ferrous metals if they need to go into an MRI scanner. So the idea is some really state-of-the-art prototyping facilities to help clinicians and researchers develop those first stage devices.
Yeah, just fabulous when you think about the potential of what could be done through these collaborations, not just this year, but imagine, what, 3, 4, 5 years down the road when you're really clicking, we could see some more companies come out of the labs.
I think we will. I think that's going to happen. There's other things going on in the Innovation Accelerator which are also going to help that process. One of them is an organization called Bridge to Cures. Bridge to Cures is a collaboration of Concordia University, the Medical College, and UWM. And it's a standalone nonprofit, but it has all three of those – close ties to all three of those entities. They're going to leverage – Concordia has built a state-of-the-art drug development facility there, and they're going to leverage that facility to help accelerate other drugs to market, basically. And so that's another area in which we see the opportunity for new companies to come out of this.
Dave, we've talked about that, the first UWM building that's opening, that Business Accelerator and ABB, but there's a second major UWM facility that's in the planning stages for that same campus.
That's correct. In the Innovation Accelerator, it's not your traditional academic research labs. These are core facilities where companies and researchers from various institutions can use the facilities for a time, and then maybe they'll move out and other people will move in. So it's a very transitory kind of a place, but it's the water cooler where a lot of ideas will come up. To do the basic research in collaboration with a medical college, you really need a traditional academic research building, and that's what we've begun planning. We've been planning it for quite some time, but now that in the last state budget, planning money was approved for a $75 million, 150,000 square foot UWM research building, and that will provide all the support and really be the feeder for the accelerator building, because you have to come up with the basic ideas, prove the concept, and then you're ready to go into the accelerator, prototype it, and get it out into the marketplace or into clinical trials.
And this building is an opportunity where we're going to be strategic around the sort of themes of research that are going to happen there. The planning is going on now, and people from the medical college are helping sit with the UWM researchers and the leadership of the university to figure out what clusters of work should go on out there that are going to best complement the work that goes on at the medical college and other places there.
Can you give us a sneak peek what kind of things might be in that big new building down the road?
Well, I guess I would say that we should think in terms of not so much traditional academic disciplines of physics and engineering, but more areas of research, whether it's imaging or informatics or things like that. So I hope that we're going to think more along research clusters and then use this as an opportunity to bring together interdisciplinary teams from the medical college and Frederick and Children's and Blood Center, as well as multiple colleges and units on campus, and think in those terms.
And yet you still do need to have those basic sciences well represented out there, because, Dave, at the beginning of the program, you talked about the fact that the medical facilities out there don't have that 4-year research university with its mathematics and its physics and the chemists that you would find on a traditional university campus.
That's true. You know, you really need all of those as the base to support the research that's further down the road, because if it's not fundamentally sound, it's probably not going to work when you get into clinical trials. So it's very important to have a large, broad base of research and places to prove the concept before you take it out and try and test it.
So if the planning and the design work is beginning on that new $75 million facility out at the park, when does construction start? What has to happen for that to move forward?
Well, the construction will be managed by the state of Wisconsin. Our best guess in partnering with them and talking to them about their time frame is that in this next budget, the governor has actually said it publicly, there will be money to begin construction. So the next budget will be in July of 2015.
Just around the corner.
Yeah. And then a building, this building is going to be six times the size of our accelerator building. So that's probably about a two-year construction period. So probably 2017 we'll have that. We'll be popping some more champagne corks.
Any other buildings planned right now for the Innovation Campus?
Yeah, we actually have two other developments that are going to start this summer. First, if you look at the thinking on modern research parks, they're no longer just businesses or just academia. It's all about live, learn, work, play, creating a community of science. When you're recruiting scientists from around the world, they like to come. They like to live with other scientists. They like to recreate. They like to have a whole lifestyle built around, you know, their intellectual pursuits. So the live component, we're working closely with the Mandel Group to create some 200 residential apartments open to the public but marketed towards people who work or learn on the Innovation Campus of the Regional Medical Center or the Milwaukee County Research Park. And so we hope to get started on that this summer, and that's also going to support some of the activities in the historic Eschweiler buildings. The other thing we're doing is we're going to break ground on an extended stay Marriott Residence Inn. And that's really an important amenity to a park like this because no matter how great your research university is, if you're going to do world-class research, you have to bring people in for a period of months or semesters to collaborate with you. And that's too long to stay in an overnight hotel, not long enough to rent an apartment. So you often see this at research parks. So in about 12 months, we'll have that open as well. And it's also a good service for companies like ABB who operate around the world and have people coming and going all the time, and the Regional Medical Center, both for patients and for visiting doctors and such.
Building a city out there is what you're doing. Very, very exciting. Well, gentlemen, unfortunately, we're just about out of time, but congratulations on great work, Dave. 10 years in the making, you know, from the time you came to town and helped buy the land and see the UWM Foundation develop it. And Brian, from your standpoint as head of the Research Foundation, a great, great opportunity to create the sandbox or the playrooms where all of this research will take place, right? It's fabulous stuff. So continued good luck, and I'm sure there'll be open houses down the road later this year for the public to come and kick those tires.
Thanks, Tom. We look forward to showing it off and invite people in to see what we're doing.
It's been a great pleasure.
Dave Gilbert and Brian Thompson, our guest on this edition of UWM Today, talking about the official launch now of the UWM Innovation Campus in Wauwatosa. Well, that's all for this week's program. We'll see you next week at the same time. Take care, everybody. Have a great week. I'm Tom Lujack.
You have been listening to UWM Today, the weekly program where you meet faculty, staff, and students at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee who help make a difference in the lives of people in southeastern Wisconsin through their teaching, research, and community service. To learn more about UWM, go online to uwm.edu.